Joshua's trying to find the right code so he can launch the missiles himself.
Triggering process initiated.
You're all going to die down here.
So, I was looking up, like, how the fuck do people make money online? And apparently a lot of people were doing dropship services. You know what that is? So, it's basically you go to certain websites. Like, there are dropship companies. One of them is called AliExpress, A-L-I Express. It's come straight out of Japan, I think. And they just have these products that basically these other companies would put in their inventory, and you would sell. Well, anyway, I don't know exactly how it works with like major companies, but people would go to these sites, and they'd even go to eBay. So they'd go to eBay and pick up, they'd pick a product that's selling for a certain amount of money, and then they'd go to, they just post it on Amazon. So no money, no nothing. They just post it on Amazon that they're selling it. They start their own Amazon store. Somebody buys it, and then they just take that guy's address, go to AliExpress or even eBay, buy it, and just ship it to that person's address. That's all they do is, you know, list the stuff and sell it as it comes. So they're only making like, you know, a couple. Yeah, they're only.
How much more can you?
Well, so there's places like AliExpress, they're coming straight from Japan and all that. So it's like straight from these distributors, manufacturers. So it's kind of less than what you would get at a store. Mm-hmm. So for example, they'll take like, let's just say golf club covers or something. So just the stupid little things people put on the top of their golf clubs. And it'll sell on this AliExpress thing for, I don't know, $3 and free shipping. Okay. So they sell it for 10 bucks or something like that. And really no money and all this stuff. And there's a bunch of guys online. If you look at some of their videos, they're all kind of old. Like most of them are a year old. So this stuff is kind of not relevant now. But so they'd make a few bucks. So once you start factoring all these other things, it doesn't make sense anymore. First of all, if you go to eBay, so let's say you find this product, right? You find these golf club covers, and it's and you decide you're going to sell this thing. You go to eBay, so this you're going to buy it for $3, free shipping. You go to eBay, and people got it up there already. There's like 15 different people already doing the same shit. They're all undercutting each other. So mm-hmm. the dude that's willing to, I'll take 20 cents. It, you know, that dude is going to potentially sell the thing. So there's too many of them out there. It's just ridiculous. The other thing they do is they got people put up like Shopify stores. It's just a storefront. It's basically just a website, but they have the credit card thing, the PayPal, the credit card payments, the checkout cart. They got all that stuff already built for you. So they make these Shopify stores. They put a bunch of these products up. But it's the same shit because everybody's doing the same thing. So the way people got around it, and this is just me trying to find a way to make money online, I don't want a fucking job anymore. I want to just sit in my fucking house and do my own shit. Anyway, so the way people got around it, and there's a lot of people that did this successfully, is they used Facebook ads. So I don't know if you belong to any news groups on Facebook or anything. Apparently a bunch of people do. So you can spend $5 a day to target a specific audience. So you're trying to sell these golf club covers. So you just go to like ESPN. You go to Facebook ads, and this is actually pretty cool. I like this. Facebook ads, they got you go to this, and they'll give you a list of people. So if you type in golf, that was me. If you type in golf, you'll come up with a bunch of different categories. Like, you know, Tiger Woods has 35 million followers or some shit like that, or whatever it is, or 3 million followers, whatever it is. you can actually target his group. So you target those 3 million people, and you can spend as much as you want. You can spend $5 a day, $10 a day, and it'll shoot ads to these people and send them to your Shopify store. That's another way to do it. Now everybody's got a fucking Shopify store, and everybody's doing this, so people are just turning off the ads, and nobody gives a shit, so that's going away. There's like no real way to make money on this dropship service shit. So, but what I got out of it, I went through this rabbit hole of YouTube videos with all these guys that are all trying to sell you something. They're all trying to buy my marketing. My marketing thing is the best, and you'll make millions of dollars in a day and all this shit. But I'm watching them anyway because I don't have to pay to watch YouTube. what I got out of it is like, you could take out a Facebook ad for basically like this podcast. We could take out a fucking Facebook ad for $5 a day and target, you know, who the fuck would listen to this? You got to find the niche and target those people. So that idea was cool. But anyway, so it seems like most of the shit that people did to make money online is all fucking gone.
It's already been saturated.
It's so saturated. It's ridiculous. When you go on eBay and you look up these products, it's the funniest thing ever.
It's the new Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
The new pyramid scheme.
I guess.
Railroad scheme.
I wish I ran across this 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, right?
That would have been cool.
Well, you know what would have been cool to run across 10 years ago would have been Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, they were like...
People were making money on this.
Tens of dollars. Now they're like $6,500 for one.
Yeah.
It's like people, if you're a gamer, is like a specific video card made by AMD that are specifically good for mining Bitcoins.
Yeah, yeah.
And their price have just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Because they're just buying them all.
See, I don't understand the whole Bitcoin thing. How the fuck do you like mine Bitcoin?
I have no clue. I'm not even going to even pretend I understand what it is. I just know, I was just reading this story before I got here. JP Morgan pretty much slandered Bitcoin, saying that it's used for money laundering.
Yeah.
Okay. JP Morgan gets busted for guess what? Money laundering.
Of course they did.
It's classic. It's like, no, you money launder our way and our way only. That's so. It's always funny to me how people who this is again simulation theory because you ever notice how it's the dude that's always like gay people down with the gay people, and then next you know the guy's like caught with like a dick in his mouth and another dick in his ass is like I mean it's fine you want to be gay but you know don't sit there and preach just like down with the gays meanwhile you're like taking it up the pooper it's like dude just let your freak flag fly, man. Nobody cares anymore. I mean, seriously.
No, nobody cares. It's always the guys that are most against like gay marriage and shit. Because nobody else cares.
Seriously,
no straight dude I knew gives a shit.
Like if they hit on me, I mean, even like I play a video game with a gay guy, and he's like one of the coolest people I know. I was like, I didn't even know he was gay. Even when I found out, I was like, I don't even give a shit.
Yeah,
but well, that's, I mean,
every dude I talk to says the exact same thing. It's basically, I don't care who gets married. I don't care what anybody does. But every one of them has to say, as long as they don't hit on me. I'm like, that wasn't even part of the question. The fact that you threw that in means you're worried or something. That.
Funniest part is I would love gay people to be married. Let them be married. And then, because you know what I want? I want the divorce court with them. Okay, can you imagine that show? The divorce court with two gay dudes just like completely flamboyant, like RuPaul divorce court. That would just be, I would watch that every day.
I forgot what I was watching.
His butt plug. He stole my butt plug.
Now I remember the show. Do you watch Mom at all? It's what the hell is her name from Scary Movie? The blonde chick from Scary Movie. The hell's her name again?
The blonde chick from Scary Movie.
Okay. Shit.
I mean, I know who you're talking about.
I know her name too. I just can't pull it out of my brain right now.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so she's got a show called Mom.
She's got a show called Mom. I actually like the show. It's a sitcom. It's half hour sitcom.
What channel is it on?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because if it's because the only comedy I watch is always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because most other comedies are either on ABC at the big four, and they're just like they're just awful. Like what's that one? The Nerd Theory.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
That I caught it one time because my brother was watching it, and I'm hearing the laugh track. I'm hearing people, you know, the laugh track go off, and I'm like,
"Yeah, sitcoms are annoying."
I didn't hear one thing that was funny. Like,
yeah, it was. Well, first of all, Big Bang Theory was really good, like the first season, maybe even the first two seasons. But after a while, now it's just kind of rehashed. Everybody knows Sheldon is kind of an Asperger's, or however you say it. Kind of dude, so they just keep making jokes about that. Oh,
is that what it, because I'd knock that dude out. That, I would just punch him in the face.
Well, that's the whole thing about that show, is you kind of have to have started from the beginning to get any of the jokes, because every joke at this point is specific to those characters.
Okay.
So in the beginning, it made kind of sense, it made sense, you know, the two geeky guys across the way from a hot chick and how they interacted with her and all that stuff. But now if you know who the character is, that joke makes sense. If you don't know who the character is, it makes absolutely no sense. And this,
and guess what? My life will be complete without knowing all the jokes about that show. I will live a complete and full life anyway.
Yeah, well, of course. But so I kind of fallen off that show too. But the reason I was talking about Mom... Fuck, I can't remember her name. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. The blonde chick from Scary Movie. Everybody know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think she was brunette in that movie.
She was a brunette in that movie, which I liked that movie back then. But
The first one was amazing.
First one. It's a good thing you said that, because
the rest of them kind of sucked. All the others just slid down.
But no, they of course had to introduce a gay character into the show, because there has to be a gay character on every single show.
That's what I'm saying. When it's the top networks, they always have to, because, you know, it's pivotal to the story that, you know, somebody's gay. I mean, if it's part of the story, okay.
Yeah.
But if you're just putting it in there just to appease to people, it's like, okay.
Well, that's the other thing. Are you watching the new Star Trek?
No.
So the new Star Trek came out. It's a female lead character, which, of course, you'd probably have a problem with.
No, I have no problem with. As long as it's not all about men suck. Women are better. Men should be castrated. It's just like, look, if you're best for the job, like Captain Janeway from Voyager, she was awesome. She wasn't all about my pussy is better than your dick. She was just the captain.
Her pussy is still better than your dick, in my opinion. But they had to introduce a gay character into that. And, I'm not finishing my point with Mom, which... It doesn't even matter. It was just a silly thing that I found funny. The Star Trek thing, they kind of gave all the female characters all like the heroic parts, and the male characters are either background noise or doing douchey shit. So there's that.
Whatever.
You know,
what are you going to do?
The whole, you know, now it's feminism has taken over Star Trek. But
Here's the thing. Who's going to watch it? Like, who watches Star Trek? I mean, you get some girls that watch Star Trek. Okay, no doubt. Yeah. But majority of girls don't watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
Majority of girls watch the Kardashian twins or whatnot.
The Kardashian whatever. Twins?
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about.
They don't
watch Star Trek. So you trying to appease to the female, you know, all that. Okay, you'll get some of them, but when you pretty much shit on dudes... They're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
It's like they don't get that little, you know, you don't get your demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, majority of the people that watch your shit are dudes. And if you're going to shit all over them, don't get mad when they don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it? Doctor Who. Like the old Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
The old Doctor Who, like the previous the original Doctor. I never watched because I'm not old enough to watch this shit.
Yeah.
But the newest one was actually pretty good, and I enjoyed it. Then it wasn't this season, but one of the last seasons, it just got stale. Like, I don't know what happened to the writing. Like, they would touch on some weird subjects where, not t- touch weird subjects. They would just go to places where you're just like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say the Weeping, oh God, I'm fucking up their name. I'm going to say Weeping Willows, but that's not their name. The Weeping Angels.
Okay.
If you don't watch anything about Doctor Who, watch The Weeping Angels. That shit creeped the fuck out of me. Basically, they were statues, but they were living statues.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't move if you stared at them. But the moment you turned away, they came at you. And they came at you like quick. And I was just like, what the fuck? It was a badass show.
So it was like red light, green light, one, two,
pretty much. But anyway, it was always the Doctor Who was the main character, and he was always a male. Oh,
I
know where you're
going with this. I never watched it, but I heard.
And
the latest Doctor.
The companion was a female.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I guess you heard that the Doctor is now a female, which is whatever.
Yeah.
But the first thing that I wanted to bring up was they brought in a new companion who is gay.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like I didn't watch the new episodes with the new gay companion, but from what I heard, she tells you that she's gay pretty much every 5 minutes in the episode. Like, I'm gay. Did you know I'm gay? I'm gay. I'm gay. Hey, I'm gay. I'm gay. But I'm gay. But I can't do that because I'm gay. And I heard a lot of people complaining about that. Now, in regards to Doctor Who becoming a female, fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. First off, I get that there are no female heroes out there.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you make a female hero instead of stealing male heroes?
Yeah.
Create your own. Here's the best part. Mm-hmm. In one of the older episodes, the doctor had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make a show about her?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you have to steal male heroes to create female heroes? How about you just create a female hero? You have one right there. The doctor's daughter. I would have watched that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then here's the better part. Everybody's all like, men are mad because they changed the doctor from a male to a female and you're just angry. It's like, no, the doctor has always been male. Get your own fucking heroes. Here's the thing.
Mm.
Let's say they remade Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they turned it to Chad the Vampire Slayer.
I was just going
to
bring that
up. I would be out there with fucking pitchforks like, you motherfuckers. Or they turned Charmed into, I don't know, the Warlocks. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Or they turned Lara Croft into Leroy Croft. I'd be flipping the table. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Well, at least the Star Trek thing, they didn't really change anything. It's a new group of people, all that stuff. So now they got a female lead. And it's that chick that played Sasha in Walking Dead. She's in the new Star Trek.
Is she a captain?
No, she was the first officer to another female captain. And shit went down, and now she's kind of an outcast and yada yada. So she kind of has no rank in this thing.
So all the captain, the coke, second in command, they're all females. All the higher ups are females. Because we know how that would go. I mean, let's call it real. Everybody would just hate each other and catcall each other. Because it's been noted, like, a woman wanted to make, and you can check it online.
Yeah.
A woman wanted to run a company where it was nothing but females. She had to give it up because everybody was just bickering and being nasty to each other.
Well, first of all, that's sexist to begin.
What?
No.
What? Female company?
No, no. But the companies have been male dominated, but not by design. It's just, it's gone that way. And granted, women weren't given the rights back then. There weren't a lot of people women in the workforce and yada, yada. So it just kind of came together that way. Nobody set out to make an all-male company. To make an all-female company is sexist.
Which, truthfully, I don't care. I know where this is going to go. I've worked in a company where it was a company out of 100 people.
Yeah.
I was maybe one of five males in the place. And out of the team, because I worked in customer support, I was the only male. And then there was like one section was customer care, which we pretty much answered the phones. And then there was purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
Those two departments were pretty much primarily females. So it was maybe 10 in customer care and I think 9 in purchasing. All females.
Yeah.
All of them. Bitter motherfuckers. bickering, nasty to each other, like snipey, gripey. Well, why do I have to take her phone call? She could take her own phone call.
Hold on. I'm like, what
the fuck? Mind you, this wasn't.
Wait a minute, though. Okay. Me and you have both worked for the same two companies.
Oh, no, this was well before.
No, I know. Okay. I'm just saying, you've seen dudes do that.
What?
You've seen dudes bicker like that. Oh, really?
I'm not saying that females are the only ones that do it. I know there are dudes out there, but if you go by majority.
Hashtag not all women.
But majority of the dudes you work with are just like, whatever, man.
The majority of the dudes that you work with that you tend to like and communicate with, yes. I'm just saying that we've worked with quite a few dudes that are just like that.
I know. So and I will call them out that they're little bitches.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't. So they introduced a gay character. There's got to be a gay character in every TV show. So now Star Trek has a gay character, which I don't care.
Which is funny.
But the fact that it has to be there is ridiculous to me. Why does it have to be there?
No, I just was going to say it's funny because it's always some side character. It's never the main character. Like, I'll give you one instance. Well,
Will and Grace and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll give you one instance where it actually was part of the story that was just like holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see Black Sail? Black Sails, yes.
No.
Never seen it? Do you even intend on seeing it?
I have no idea.
That was on Stars. Okay. Anybody's listening? Have you never seen it?
Was it
you
a good
see
pirate
it?
Show?
Actually, it was actually really good.
Okay.
But spoilers incoming.
Mm-hmm.
The main captain, we all thought he was after, we didn't know what his actual motivation was. We just thought he was just a regular pirate that was after gold and whatnot. You know, your typical, I want buried treasure and all that shit type of pirate. What it turned out was the company, he was like a major in like some kind of a British Navy or something like that. And he had a boyfriend and he thought that they killed him. Yeah. And that's when he just like became a pirate. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Which was actually a decent plot point, a decent twist. Yeah. I was just like, okay. You know, and he turned out that the captain was gay. It was like, all right, whatever. That didn't faze me. I actually watched the end of the show because the show was still good. That didn't make it, goddamn this gayness. No, the show was still good. But when you write it into the plot where it's part of the plot or it helps the plot, helps the story, okay. But if you're just throwing it in there just to make people happy, it's like, okay.
You know, because now it's just crowbarred in. It's not just natural that they put the guy in there. Anyway, and all of that, and the only reason that subject came up is because, you know how everybody, like whenever there's a gay guy in the group, like if you're hanging out with your friends, there's a gay guy in the group, everybody's always got to ask the stupid questions, like who's the top and who's the bottom and all this stuff. This one question actually made me go, that's actually a good question. And the question was, because this guy is married, and so he has a husband and all that. And he goes, let me ask you, do you guys have like separate sock drawers, or do you just put, do you just grab out of the same sock drawer? Because I thought about it, I'm like, that's actually a decent question. The top and bottom thing, who gives a shit? But when it comes to like just your socks, that makes sense to me. Anyway, but I don't know. I just thought that was funny. And I don't know why that came. For some reason, we went through the Star Trek thing and all that stuff just because I thought of that one question. I was like, who? Do they have one sock drawer?
Well, like I was watching The Mist. Have you seen the movie The Mist?
I like the show.
But you know where I'm going with this.
Well, I will say the movie I liked. I really liked it. I liked the ending, all that stuff. The process of that movie with the religious bitch pissed me off. But anyway,
well, I think that was the whole point of it. But like in The Mist, like the movie was amazing. Like I loved that movie. So when they said, we got the show, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then very first episode, Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even just the gay character. He was specifically, I forget how he specifically put it, looking specifically for somebody that just appeals to me. I'm just like, yeah. Oh boy. And then my favorite part, I don't know, this was the episode that I cut off. I don't know what number it was. They make it to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And there was a bully that used to beat up on the gay kid. And of course, in the middle of all this bullshit, this kid is going to beat up the gay kid. Like, the world is ending outside, but we got to have the story about bullying a gay guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I turned it off. Because like, all right, look, well, the world is ending outside.
Well, at least they didn't make the... They made the gay guy kind of, if spoilers, they made the gay guy kind of an evil piece of shit. Like a psychotic. Oh, you didn't watch the whole show.
No, I gave up. I after that, at that scene. But of course, they also had the girl that was raped on the very first episode.
Okay, well, let me ruin it for you and everybody.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to watch the show.
Who knows if it's even coming back? But
It's ended?
It's done. I don't know if it's done for good. Yeah, it's done for the season.
Well, I do know one. Let me just... Because the girl was supposedly raped by the jock, the football star, which, can you like come up with something original?
Okay, well, here's the original part. Go ahead.
The gay guy said that he saw the jock rape her. Okay, so I'm gathering that you're saying he's an evil dick. Is like, because now, because during this move, during the show, he said that the jock, because somehow the jock gets trapped in the mall, and he said, I didn't rape you.
So you get the idea that the jock didn't rape her and the kid lied, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, here's the evil piece of shit part.
Okay.
He raped her.
Get the fuck out!
He raped her in order to frame the other guy.
Wow. Jesus fucking Christ.
He didn't want her, because that's his best friend or whatever. He didn't want... Well, anyway, he winds up being a psychotic, piece of shit. He actually...
Well, he raped the girl to keep her away. That's fucking crazy.
He kills his father is another thing. He basically he's like, a Dexter type character where, he's as a kid, he's like, ripping bunnies apart and shit like that. His parents were afraid of him. He's a psychotic piece of shit, which the only thing I liked about that is the writers didn't sit there and go, well, we can't make the gay guy this cat because all the gay community will be all up in arms and pissed off. At least they didn't do that, because a lot of these shows, because they don't want to get in trouble, will make sure that the gay guy is always in the right. Now, let's face it. In a population, in any population, any group, there are assholes. Mm-hmm. There are gay people who are complete and utter assholes. There are straight people that are complete and utter assholes. There are white guys that are assholes. There are black guys that are assholes. So I don't like it when a show will take the minority, whatever the minority is, gay, black, whatever, and make that person always in the right. They can't do anything wrong because everybody's going to be pissed off. So at least they didn't shy away from that, and they kind of went along that storyline. But... anyway, so I actually kind of like the show, and I don't know if it's coming back. Those type of shows tend to come and go. I don't know if it's going to last. It was kind of good, and a lot of it was kind of stupid. I know the whole point is to have all these people in the mall and all that. They're trapped in a mall, by the way, bickering and splitting off into groups and going crazy. I know that's the whole point of it. But the whole time I'm just pissed off. I basically just sit watching the movie or watching the show wanting to punch people in the face the whole time. I get that that's the point, but I'm also like, I'd rather just watch a show where I'm not sitting there going, fucking hit him. Just fucking punch him in the face. So I don't know. Who knows if that thing's going to last?
Well, I was watching the making of Star Wars Rogue One. No, I watched it in a movie theater. Like, I won't see any other movie in the movie theater, but if it's a Star Wars movie, I'm there.
So I haven't watched that yet.
Are you intending to watch it?
I started to watch it, and I never continued. It's sitting on my list.
I'm not going to give away any spoilers on it. The main point is that when it came out on DVD, I bought it because it's a fucking amazing movie.
Okay.
So I started watching the making of it. Now, when I watched the movie... All I'm thinking, this is great. It's fucking Star Wars. This is fucking awesome. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Never did I think of, oh, how diverse the characters are. Oh, you have a white chick as the main character. You have a Spanish dude as one of the secondary characters. You have a black dude as a... I'm just thinking, this is a fucking awesome movie. But during the whole fucking making of it, all they babbled about was like, look how diverse our character is. Look how diverse our character list is. How aren't you amazed at how... See, no, I don't give a fuck.
If you're not going to point it out, I don't give a shit. The whole thing we were just talking about, you know, that they have the gay character in that, what was the show you were talking about, where they have to keep proclaiming that she's gay?
Oh, Doctor Who.
Just let that character be that. You don't have to announce it seriously to the world.
Like, nobody announces, like, I'm straight. Did you know I'm straight? I'm straight. I'm straight. That's, I'm straight. I'm straight.
That's the thing.
Like, nobody fucking cares.
Nobody cares.
Just be an interesting character. It doesn't matter if you're gay or if you're straight. Just fucking don't be a dull asshole.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be an asshole, at least be interesting.
If you were in that group, if you were gay, wouldn't that piss you off more than help your cause in any way? That would piss me off.
Professional victims.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
People love drama. They get off on it. They like finger their buttholes over it. It's like, oh, look what I rattled up. Like the whole, because I was watching that little tidbit on Joe Rogan about where Shia LaBeouf. He was saying it's like they took it down, like whatever company took it down. He was like pissed. He's like, why would you take it down?
Yeah.
Like there are people, you know, there are people who work 8 hours every day in a fucking cubicle and they just enjoy just trolling shit up, which sometimes it's pretty funny.
It was hilarious. That video I sent you with how they found the flag.
That's genius. Using the stars, using planes, and honking the horn and sound whatever. Yeah. I was like, God damn, this is some Sherlock Holmes shit.
Because what we talked about last time, I didn't realize how old that was. That because there's actually like five different four different episodes. I sent you the third one, which is how they found the next flag. So after that whole thing, when he put the flag up and they were going up to the camera, he took the flag down and put it in a remote location where no one knew where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it. They took it down. They put a Make America Great Again hat up, which is hilarious. Now, the fourth episode.
Oh, no. No, I didn't see the fourth episode. There's more to the story.
There's more to the Shia LaBeouf story. So the fourth episode, they go into, he didn't put the flag back up in that remote location again, because it's already blown, it's done. They took the flag, put it on a wall in an apartment somewhere with just a GoPro staring at it, and it's still a live stream going on. So basically, admitting defeat at that point. You just got a camera pointing to your fucking wall, really? Anyway, these fucking assholes.
Oh, no.
Found it again.
Get out.
It's just a blank white wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a camera pointed at it. That's all it is. And there's maybe like 2 inches of a border of the wall going around the thing. So you can't even see. You can't even see furniture. It's just a flag on a white wall. That's all it is. So how the hell would you find that? So the first thing they did is this thing's running 24/7. So they timed the sunset because it get dark in the
room. Oh, Jesus.
So they have a light pointed at the thing so it doesn't get completely dark, but they can tell that there's a light coming from a window. And then they tell the time of day and the angle of the light, and they find out that it's within this area, and they show it on the map, which is basically somewhere between like California and Colorado, like a long strip going across that. Just based on that. And I forgot how they did some of the rest of it. But anyway, they tracked it down to the apartment. And they got, you know, people going out, and people tried to shut down the Wi-Fi from outside the apartment and all that stuff. Just the fact that they found it on a white wall in some apartments. Oh, I remember how they did it. They tracked it down in that area of the map of the United States. And then Shia's friend or whatever, they tracked down, you know, places that this guy stayed, and then they wound up finding out that he rents an apartment, and then they found that apartment, and then I guess they shine lights through the window and seen that it came up on the camera. I'm like, this is fucking amazing that these guys just on a video. And the guy actually has a funny thing, like there's a fly that lands on the flag.
Oh no.
And it says, you know, it says he will not divide us. And so he starts going, what's that fly trying to tell us? Could he be one of our poll agents? And he goes up to the letter H or something. He goes, what's he trying to spell? H O D. Like it's a Ouija board or something. Anyway, I liked how that guy put together the video. The one you watched, same guy. I liked mm-hmm. the way he did it. It was funny stuff. But yeah.
You say Ouija board. Have you ever played with one of those things?
No, never have.
No, I played with one once. I was like years and years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody was moving the board. I know.
Oh, of course.
Just was moving the board. Yeah. But according to my mom, this is her story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, my mom's one of those religious people.
Okay.
But, I mean, she's trailed off a lot, since I grew up. So she's, let's go to church. Get the fuck out. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck out of here, church.
What do you mean she's trailed off a lot? She's stopped bothering you with it, or she's not religious anymore?
Not as much.
Okay.
Like, we used to, when I was younger, we used to go to church, like, religiously every Sunday until I grew up. It was just like, go away. Until I started working, actually. When I started working, she's like, let's go to church. I'm like, you out of your fucking mind? Getting up? And since I didn't go, my brother was just like, get the fuck out. He followed my lead. And it's just like, get the hell out of here. Yeah. And she doesn't want to go by herself. So she just stopped. And
yeah.
I mean, she still goes off about, the Jesus. And one time I get home and there's a big giant cross. I'm like, what the fuck is that? At my door, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, she was saying that because she doesn't like Ouija boards at all. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because she said when she was younger, they were playing around with one, and supposedly my aunt got possessed and started talking in a weird language. I'm like, okay, maybe she just went batshit crazy for a couple months.
Yeah, my mom's the same way. Fucking religious freak. And She would basically say the same thing. Oh, you can't fuck with that. You'll get possessed. Well, she wouldn't say fuck, but you can't mess with that. It's evil, and like you're going to be possessed by Satan. She's had friends that told stories because her friends are all religious about, you know, they used to be into tarot cards, and when they got born again, this is because she's fucking born again, that they decided to burn the tarot cards, and that released the spirits, and now their house is haunted. I'm like, my God. How fucking, when people say shit like that, my brain immediately goes, everything else you say, everything
for the rest of your life,
the rest of your life that comes out of your mouth, I know goes through the idiot filter. So I know for a fact that I can't listen to you seriously on fucking anything. It's fucking ridiculous. I wish it was Halloween still. We should get a Ouija board.
Dude.
And we could do it on this.
Seriously. We would just be like, nobody ever asked the real question. What are the winning lottery numbers?
Yeah, exactly.
No, am I going to get married in 10 years? The fuck kind of question? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
because you mentioned the winning lottery numbers, what do you think of this? Because I think you fall into the same thing that I do, that you basically don't really believe in any of that supernatural shit.
Oh,
yeah. Right? So that includes, like, go ahead. What were you going to say? What do you believe in?
Depends. Like, do I believe in, like, spirits, like evil demons or anything?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
Let me put it to you this way. Okay. Did you ever hear of Neil deGrasse Tyson's 1% theory?
I probably did. I can't recall it.
I'm right. Going to butcher it like a motherfucker. I'm going to try and like keep it short. But he said, like, humans, we've made this podcast, computers, you know, TVs, all the shit that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take a human and the next closest thing to us is, I think, an orangutan or a chimp. One of those.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead.
1% difference DNA.
Yes.
That's it. It's just the difference between a human and a chimp is 1%. That's it.
Yeah.
And the drastic fall in what they do. Like, you don't see them going to work or playing on a GoPro or any of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, the best that they can do is, you know, sign language.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best they can do. So that drop off. Fathom that drop off. Imagine that, you know, comprehend that drop off from us to chimpanzees. Now let's say go 1% the other way. Imagine how fucking intelligent these fucking things are.
Yeah.
You know? And I read somewhere, and I forget where it was, like we live in three dimensions. Now, let's say you run into a race that lives in two dimension.
Yeah.
If you're standing behind them, they can't see you.
Yeah.
Because they only see in two dimension.
Yeah.
So we live in three dimension. What if this race of beings and whatnot is living in the fourth or fifth or sixth dimension?
Yeah.
Every time somebody says they see a ghost or an alien or Bigfoot, maybe they're not seeing, because there's always that theory that the mind sees what it wants to see.
So Bigfoot is in the fourth dimension.
not that he's in the fourth dimension, but you ever see the Mothman prophecies?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know how the theory behind them, that they're just higher beings. Maybe that's them communicating with us. They're not spirits.
That's a little more than 1%, though. Because the analogy that he gave was the 1% difference is basically chimps can do the stuff that our toddlers can do. So they can stack boxes and climb up to get a banana. And all. They can do things our toddlers can do. So basically, our intelligence would be compared to a being 1% higher than us. We would be like their toddlers. But the people in the fourth dimension, that's got to be more than 1%.
Well,
No, I know what you mean.
But that drop off from us to chimps, that 1% drop is
huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
So imagine how big 2%. It is the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is if it's 1%. What if it's like
2%, 3%.
Or 0.5%.
Yeah, yeah.
Less than.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bigger. Or maybe, more. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, that their intelligence level will be so high up. Maybe they're the masters of the simulation theory.
Well, okay, I'll agree with that, because I don't believe in supernatural shit. And what I mean by that, I mean, I think there's probably shit that we're unaware of, like the fourth dimension, like what you're saying and all that. I just don't think that anybody on this freaking planet with me has any inkling to any of that. So the people that claim they do, the people that claim they know how to predict the future because of astrology.
Oh, or, that shit is horse shit.
Or any religion.
And all that shit is horse shit.
Any single one of them, because it was made up by a person.
Here's the thing. Hey, somebody brought up this, and it's just one of the greatest points ever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the world blows up, or there's another extinction level event.
Okay.
And we have to start all over again.
Yeah.
Okay? Start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Science will replicate, no matter what. It will pretty much replicate the exact same way.
Yeah.
Religions will not.
Yeah.
It'll be completely different. I mean, right now we have how many religions out there?
Yeah.
And that's just us right now. Yet all the scientific theories are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's accepted across every race and every gender.
It's physics and math, they all come to the same conclusion, the religious.
Well, that's one of the things that really is just like, you know, all religions. It's just somebody said it's our primitive minds trying to, you know, explain. Well,
another thing that Neil deGrasse Tyson brought up was that even scientists back in history would always invoke God in certain things. I forgot what the quote was, but Albert Einstein or one of them said, would say something like,
I know what he would do. Like if he can't explain at that moment, he would just say God as a placeholder until somebody finds a reason as to why this is, because he just can't do it right now with his limited technology.
Yeah. So basically, when you can say that science has got it figured out from the Big Bang until now, they would say, well, God was the cause of the Big Bang because science hasn't gone before that. But anyway, but there are some strange things that do happen. Another guy that you know, and we're going to avoid names completely, but who worked with us at the other place, right? Him and his girlfriend at the time were going up to like a 7-Eleven or something like that. He pulled his car up and he had some kind of shirt on. He explained what shirt it was, maybe like a sports team, like the 49ers or something. And he got out of his car and, you know, his girl's sitting in the passenger seat. She stayed in the car. And as he's getting out, a guy stops him and goes, listen, man, this is going to sound crazy. This is how the conversation starts. He goes, I know you're going to think this is crazy. He goes, I'm a numerologist, okay? And the numbers on your shirt, your license plate, and he goes, everything's aligned. You have to play these numbers in the lottery. Okay? Yeah. So he's like, all right, man, whatever. Go fuck off. And he goes back and, you know, he's nice to the guy and all that, but he's basically thinking, all right, fuck you. And goes in, he gets his stuff, comes back out. His girlfriend, without telling him, because she knew he would think it was stupid, went out, bought a lottery ticket with that number. And it was like a pick three or pick four or whatever. They won a few grand, a few thousand dollars, which isn't, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at. But shit like that happens from time to time.
Well, let me ask you a silly question. Why didn't the numerologist play those numbers?
That was my question. that was my question. So I don't know. Maybe he did. We don't know because he never talked to him again. And those there's multiple winners from those things. Mm-hmm. So maybe this guy did wind up playing it and just told him to play it as well and yada, yada. But that shit happens. But the other thing is, though, if the exact same story happened and nothing was won, it just wouldn't have been a story.
Well, here's another thing. You ever watch the movie Contact?
Yes. I like that movie.
Everybody complains about the ending, which, okay, the ending was kind of goofy, but it's a makes sense.
Because it was her father or whatever.
Well, yeah. But it's an ending that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because because, of course, we got to be surprised and mesmerized and sparkly by everything that... You know, ending that makes sense because, like he said, your mind wouldn't be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. Like if it was like a three-legged demon with wavy tentacles, well, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's somebody meeting, like if you meet that in real life, be like, oh my fucking God. You would freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
But it made sense for whatever that being was to come as her father to, you know, so her mind can accept it.
Yeah.
But my point was... When they got the plans for the machine, mm-hmm. it was math. Because said, math is a universal language. And it's a universal language. Yeah. 2 + 2 = 4 is going to be 4 no matter what universe, no matter where you are. 2 + 2 = 4. So we have minds that can comprehend shit. Like, you know, maybe that numerologist maybe was... Mm-hmm. We're going to say he's crazy, but maybe he was in tune so hard with math and everything that he was able to, like, you know, understand with the way I'm going to butcher trying to explain it, but maybe he saw something that came together.
Or maybe that guy walks up to everybody and says the same bullshit. Who knows? And this guy just happened to win.
That could be that too.
You know?
But math,
and that's again. Why he didn't play the numbers himself, because if he did, he'd be broke buying lottery tickets.
But I mean, if it was like if you had said what are those people that use
astrologist,
whatever. If it was one of those, it'd be like whatever, fucking crazy. But when you said numerologist,
okay,
I take it with more than a grain of salt because. Again, math is the universal language. Well, maybe he's able to understand it better than most people. Well, look,
math can predict things. Math mm-hmm. can predict if I roll a pencil off of this table, the velocity it's going to hit the ground, whether or not the tip will break. You can predict all of that shit. If given all the variables, you can calculate every single thing about that. But when you talk about random events, like the lottery...
But is it really random? Suck on that.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's random.
You saw the newest Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Remember that one scene with the reporter mm-hmm. was like, I love that scene where he's like, you know, the alcohol is just too much. Mm-hmm. We got to water it down to make it palatable for everybody. Uh-huh. That story really hit, that scene really hit home because it's just like, goddamn. You know, because we know the government is hiding something. We know there's some crazy shit that they're just not going off about.
Of course. There's been enough things that have come out about the what do they call unclassified files, when they declassified them, now you realize that the conspiracy theories of old, that some of them were actually true. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I agree. I just think we give them too much credit because I don't think they're as crafty as we think.
Well, here's the thing. Religion was created to keep the masses under control. Yeah. You know, don't act like a fucking animal, otherwise you're going to go to fucking hell.
Stop making 100 babies.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. You know, don't fuck your wife. I mean, mm-hmm. don't fuck your wife. Yeah, don't fuck your wife.
Don't fuck your neighbor's
don't
wife.
Don't fuck your neighbor's wife because, you know, evil shit and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, but now as we get intelligent you know, religion's not working anymore.
It's so not now they relevant have to come anymore. Up,
yeah. It's not working anymore because people are running buck wild. Now, to keep the masses...
Because, only because people realize it's bullshit. If people still believed in that crap, it would still keep people in line. They just don't believe in it anymore because they realize
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't work. That was my whole... Thank you for proving my... agreeing with me. Yes. Because it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So they have to use something else.
Okay, which is what?
I don't know. Fucking go. Keep working.
Well, hang on. That video you sent me, that's what it's going to be. I mean, just talking about math being able to predict everything, that video you sent me with everything being tracked.
I got where it was.
Okay.
This is the way the world is. Like, the world that you see, it is what it is. If it came out tomorrow, it's like, oh, yeah, aliens created this world, and we're just, you know, because... What does the government want? They want us working 40 hours a week, popping out more kids so they can grow up and work 40 hours a week more. They want us alive. They want us paying, you know, our bills and working and being productive and buying shit and consume.
In order to grow this machine. Yeah.
Yes. So what if something turns out that changes the whole paradigm?
Like what?
Exactly. Like what? That we're... There was one show I saw on Netflix where a guy discovered there is an afterlife, and people just started killing themselves.
Oh, I seen you that saw show. That show, right? The guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, is that him?
No,
I know it was the son. From Saving Sarah Marshall.
Yes, same guy. Yeah. I don't know his name, but I did see that movie.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, is there an afterlife?
Yeah.
Yes. And people just started offing themselves.
He didn't say what it would be, what the afterlife is. It could have been a fucking eternity of agony for all they knew, and they were still offing themselves.
But he proved that there was an afterlife. In
movie. Yeah, yeah.
And I can just see that happening.
Yeah.
Because it's like some people just hate their lives so much.
I got to tell you, if you told me that if I killed myself now, I'd be up in the clouds looking down on all these stupid little people.
I'd say, fuck that shit, man.
I don't know. you'd rather stay down here and pay your bills. And
here's the thing.
Well, actually, I'll take that back.
Here's the thing. If I kill myself, I can't play video games and eat tacos.
Well, here's what I would say. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I'd off myself. But what I would say is, if you could tell me that there's an afterlife, can prove that actually exists, and that once we leave this meat suit, we go somewhere else, wherever that might be, it might change my perspective here. Whereas I wouldn't. At that point, I might not give a shit about paying my bills.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure why I give a shit about it now, because the bottom line is...
You can't be not paying your bills. You got to be paying your bills.
I don't understand. I guess we're always trying for security. We're always trying for security and to be safe. Because when I think about... Because I don't know what I believe. I don't even like the word belief, because that you have to assume a lot of shit in order to get to the belief part of it. Whereas I look at it and I'm like, well, if I don't know for sure, then it doesn't really exist. Mm-hmm. It's just in my head. But here's what I look at when I think about life. You start from nothing. You are nothing. You come from nothing. You go through these hopefully 80, 90 years, whatever it is. And then at the end, you are nothing again. Why do we give a shit about the stuff that happens in between? We should just be living it the fuck up. Yet I don't. Even though I'm pretty sure that's the way things are, I still don't do it. I still make sure to show up to work and pay my bills and do all the shit that I don't want to do.
Well, see, I don't know what you're doing, man.
What?
Because the only reason I show up to work is so I can do shit that I like to do. You know what I mean?
I guess, but, you know,
Like, you have to work because you need money to do cool shit. Well, like, buy tacos. I need money to buy tacos. I can't.
Well, here's,
if there was a free taco stand and there was free internet, I'd be like, fuck this shit.
Well, we talked before about, you know, situations going on where I wanted to just fucking leave. I'm just going to leave. I have a place I want to go. What's stopping me from just getting in the car and driving there? What's stopping me is my job's here.
You have no job.
I have no job there. I have no way to make money. House and a mortgage. I get that, and that's what's keeping me from just taking the fuck off. However, if eventually I'm going to die and none of this is going to matter ever again, why would I care? If I go there with no...
You don't want to be homeless. You know, you don't want to go to Colorado and be like, you know, you got live on the streets now? I mean, what are the chances you get a job over there? I mean, you'll get pot and everything, but the chances that you'll have enough money to, like...
Well, I got enough
money... Buy tacos and play video games.
I have enough money where I could just go and I'll be fine for a year. I could find a job within a year. I don't have to find the perfect fucking job. I could just find a job. But anyway, the point is, I can do that. If nothing matters, what keeps us from doing that stuff? Because I'd be fine. Let's put it this way: there are people that are homeless, living on the street. You can watch documentaries and all that, and they go up to this guy with a microphone. They ask him how long you've been on the street, and the guy's like, 15 years. And that guy's lived for 15 years in those conditions. Now, they're not the best conditions, but he's still alive. Now, somebody that's...
But he's doing what?
Hold on. I'm just saying that didn't kill him, which would be the ultimate in this whole scenario.
Death is the ultimate thing. But if you're only about living, just, you know, existing.
No.
If you're not doing something that you like to... Like, I'll tell you right now, does that guy enjoy being homeless?
No.
Like, but here's, I get he's living... He has no... responsibilities.
My point is, though, that being homeless does not equal death. And I don't know what happened with that guy.
I'm not.
But I have enough confidence in my capability of getting along that I don't think I would spend 15 years on the street. I think at some point I would realize I just need to fucking, you know, get a job at McDonald's and sleep in a storage unit for a year. And while I'm doing that, I go, you know, I try to increase my wages and get another.
Let me ask you this.
I figure I can get somewhere.
Wait, let me ask you this.
What?
Are you not comfortable where you are that you would give up your comfortableness?
That's the reason I'm not doing it.
Exactly. That's where I'm trying to go with this.
My point is, though, that why would we care? Why would you?
Because we're comfortable. Okay. I like comfortable.
Well, what about other things? Let's forget about that, because that's, you're right. And that's the reason I don't do it. Why wouldn't I go skydiving? I won't.
Fuck that shit.
Exactly.
It's scary. I might die.
Exactly.
But I like big.
But if at the end of this whole thing, what's the difference if you died tomorrow skydiving or died 50 years
ago? Because, motherfucker, season 8 of Game of Thrones is coming out next fucking year. I want to know who sits on that fucking throne.
Okay. And when you watch season, and then, you know, you live past when Game of Thrones goes off the air and then you die. You still go to nothing. You don't retain that information.
Yeah, but
it's
I enjoyed
gone.
My shit. I got to see who's who on the fucking throne. I care. I want to know who's on the fucking throne.
Because at the end of it, when you're dead, you won't care. It's gone.
Because when I'm dead, at those last moments of my life, I thought, you know what? I'd like to do that shit again.
But you won't be able to.
Oh, who
you
knows?
Will just go.
But you don't know that.
I don't
know
that.
You don't know that. You could be drifting off into the grand memory. the ram, the great ram in the sky. And it's like, would you like to do that again? Hell fuck yeah. But you're going to be a girl. Fuck!
Yeah, but you'll like being a girl.
No, I won't. I'll get the fuck out of here.
You won't know the difference. You won't remember this life.
Yeah.
Reincarnation is such a weird thought. It doesn't make sense. I don't believe in it, but it's such a weird thing that you go from. Like, you could have been a king or somebody's butt monkey. You could have been one of the two. It's never going to be something in the middle. And now you're this, and you haven't learned shit. Like, what was the point in the first five lifetimes? And now you're just You're just here, just, you know, going to work and building products for the 1% to then build, you know, make more companies and build more products.
It's the experiences in between.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
The Game of Thrones and the That's the
little tiny life lessons, not the grand. You're looking at the big picture. There's the little pictures, the little puzzle pieces that put everything together that builds up your, I don't know what the fuck.
Strange game. The only winning move is not to